shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Grab a jacket. Temperatures are a little bit cooler this morning. I'll show you why the afternoon temperatures will remain cool as well.
And one person is in custody after stealing a car with the 5-year-old girl inside. Coming up, I'll tell you how this entire situation played out.
And will the Hurricanes clinch a big win needed to punch their ticket for the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs? We have a look ahead as they prepare to hit the home ice tonight. PNC will be rocking once again on a Tuesday night, and we're here in the morning to get you started. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Welcome to your Tuesday morning. Sometimes it feels like we're the only ones up at this hour, but good on you to wake up this early. Let's get started with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
It's a nice quiet morning. Of course, we started yesterday with some sunshine and spots and some clouds and others. Today's going to be nice and bright for the bulk of the day. And then tomorrow is our transition day as we start to move into a bit of a more unsettled pattern. It is 46 degrees. We do still have our wind coming out of the northeast. And as long as our wind is coming out of the north, northeast, northwest, it's going to stay on the chilly side. We don't see that wind shifting anytime soon. As a matter of fact, it stays cool all the way up until the weekend. And then we have rain in the forecast. It's 37 in Roxboro. So especially up around Person County, the farther north and west you go, there could be a little bit of patchy frost. It's not likely to be widespread. Most of us are in the 40s this morning, 44 in Rocky Mount, 41 in Goldsboro, 42 in Southern Pines. We take a look at our 24-hour temperature change, though. It's pretty significant. Anywhere from 5 to 15 degrees colder this morning than it was yesterday. So if you were comfortable yesterday, you might need an extra layer this morning. Our temperatures remain in the 40s up until around 10 a.m. Lunchtime temperature close to 60. And just like yesterday, our highs will climb into the upper 60s. But that sunshine will make it feel very pleasant. That sunshine takes a hiatus, though, as we get into the next few days. And we'll talk about the timeline for rain coming up.
A 5-year-old girl is back safe with her family this morning after the car she was riding in was stolen, triggering an Amber Alert you probably heard on your phone. We learned at 11:30 last night one person is in custody. That arrest comes after a search that started in Chapel Hill and ended more than an hour away in Lillington. Michael Grace is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker at the gas station where the girl and the car were found. Michael?
Yeah, well, Jeff, we're still working to learn who police arrested in this case. Now, they actually sent out a picture of a potential suspect last night, but we're still unable to confirm if it's the same person that they have in custody right now. But this all happened at around 10 last night when that Amber Alert went out. Police say a dark blue 2003 Dodge Durango was stolen from Eastgate Shopping Center in Chapel Hill with that little girl still inside. A little over an hour later, we got word that Lillington police found that girl inside a car at the sheets that I'm at right now, nearly 40 miles from where this all started. It's a terrifying chain of events for that girl and her family. Thank goodness she is okay, and we're expected to get more information about that arrest later today at some point. Live in Lillington, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Durham police are asking you to be on the lookout for a man they say is responsible for an increasingly aggressive string of sexual assaults. Officers released this photo of the man yesterday. They say at least 6 assaults have happened on Copperly Parkway since late March. Victims were all out for a walk, pushing a stroller or walking their dog when it happened. One told WRAL the man came up behind her, grabbed her, then ran off.
I passed by him and then like a couple seconds later, he just came up behind me and grabbed me. And then I turned around and he took off.
Durham police say the man was last seen in orange sneakers, wearing a hoodie with the sleeves cut off. All the assaults happened between 4 and 6 p.m.
We're expecting Joe Biden to announce his 2024 campaign for a second term as president today. Sources say Biden's team will release a campaign video today. The video is expected to play up the accomplishments from his first 2 years, draw a sharp contrast with Republican policies he deems extreme, and brush off worries about his age. He's expected to jumpstart a fundraising campaign with a gathering for his top donors in Washington on Friday. A push to ban sex education before 7th grade in North Carolina public schools will face a big test today. Its first one, a state house committee would end all reproductive health and safety classes until that grade. Parents would then have to opt in for their children to take any classes after that point. Right now, students are automatically enrolled in sex ed classes unless parents opt out.
WREL has learned House and Senate Democrats will hold a news conference today pushing for action on gun, school, and community safety measures. Raleigh's police chief Estella Patterson will join them. The group also wants to boost mental health support in schools and provide more crisis intervention strategies. You can follow our coverage on this later today on air and online at WREL.com. Big changes could be coming for a busy part of downtown Raleigh. Today, you can get a first look yourself at the plans for Person and Blunt Streets. WRL's Nye Harden joins us live from downtown with what to expect from this major potential redesign. Nye, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Well, yeah, one of the biggest changes we're noticing is they want to add roundabouts in this area here. And this is Blunt Street that we're talking about right now. The city has said they want to make these streets safer in this area for drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians, moving from a one-way street to a two-way traffic, better bike lanes, adding two roundabouts, reducing some parking. The city is proposing to spend $9 million on the project. The city's online survey already has more than 600 responses. Now, the discussion follows other changes aimed to improve safety downtown, including banning turns on red lights. Tonight's feedback event is going to be at 6 o'clock. That's going to be at Tarboro Road Park. And then you'll have until May 7th to complete the survey that they have posted on the city's website. We have that information for you on the WREL News app. Nye Harden, WREL News, Raleigh.
Wake County Public Schools Board could approve the latest capital improvement plan today. The board is expected to vote on the plan during its meeting tonight, 5:30. The new plan is an update to the one that was approved last year, adding the seventh year onto the end of it. It would cost $2.7 billion in county funding. That's up from $2.6 billion in last year's version of the plan. The plan is already funded for the next two full school years through the 2022 bond.
Tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes will look to punch their ticket to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're up 3-1 in the series, leading into Game 5 against the New York Islanders tonight at PNC Arena. The team is getting production from deep in the roster and overcoming injuries to key players, including Teuvo Teravainen and Andrei Svechnikov.
I think the way we play is it's very simple. It's I hate to say it's kind of dummy-proof, but it's kind of dummy-proof. Like, you do your job.
And they'll try to get the job done tonight. Puck drop for tonight's game is at 7. If the Canes don't close it out tonight, Game 6 will head back to UBS Arena in New York on Friday. And if a seventh game is needed, that will be played Sunday in Raleigh at PNC Arena. The times of those games have not yet been determined. 4:38, a mother's heartbreak. What a victim's mom is sharing with us after her child was killed in a car crash.
Plus, two big names are out of the TV industry for now. What we're learning about Don Lemon's exit from CNN and Tucker Carlson's split from Fox News.
And meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking our below normal temperatures and our next chance for rain as you look live at downtown Raleigh. She'll let you know when you'll need the rain gear again when we come back.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41. It's a nice, quiet morning out there. We take a live look at Goldsboro. Everything is dry. We're going to see partly cloudy skies today. Temperatures on the cool side. Certainly, it's colder this morning than it was yesterday. So, you know, coat, jacket, maybe more comfortable today. 41 in Lewisburg, Tarboro, and South Hills. 44 in Rocky Mount. 42 in Southern Pines. 47 in Fayetteville. 42 in Goldsboro. So, temperatures are running 10 to 15 degrees cooler than they were this time yesterday in a lot of places. And we'll hold it in the 40s all the way until around 10 o'clock. Lunchtime temperatures are around 60, and we climb into the upper 60s this afternoon, very similar to what we saw yesterday. We may see a little bit of an increase in our cloud cover later today. Tomorrow, the clouds will thicken up and we'll begin the transition to a wetter period. We'll talk about the timeline through the weekend coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. The family of a 19-year-old woman killed in a fiery crash over the weekend is grieving her sudden loss. Isabel Cedeno graduated from Fuquay Varina High School and took a gap year before she planned to pursue her dreams of becoming an esthetician. Her parents tell WRL she had a passion for dance and traveling. Investigators say she was behind the wheel of a BMW when she lost control, ran off the road, and hit a minivan on NC 540 near Apex late Saturday night.
It should never have taken a tragedy like this for us to realize that so many people cared about Isabel, cared about our family.
Three adults and three children were in that minivan. All were taken to the hospital and survived their injuries. Funeral services for Isabel are planned for this Saturday at St. Francis United Methodist Church in Cary.
Immigrant rights activists will gather at the state legislature today to speak out about a controversial bill. You're looking live right now at the General Assembly, where those activists are pushing back against House Bill 10. The Require Sheriffs to Cooperate with ICE bill passed the House last month. It would require local sheriff's offices to check the immigration status of anyone they arrest and hold them in jail, even if they bond out, as long as ICE agents want to interview them. Opponents say it is rooted in xenophobia and racism. An event to support the families of children who attended a deadly pool party in Goldsboro has been postponed. The event was originally scheduled for last night. It's unclear when it will be rescheduled. Over the weekend, community leaders held a rally against gun violence where they unveiled a mural painted to remember and honor Joanna Pearsall. The 15-year-old died in the shooting that injured five other teens on April 12th. No one is in custody yet.
The State Department of Labor is investigating this morning after a newly built building collapsed, leaving four people hurt. It happened in Wake Forest on Monday. Sky 5 flew over the area as emergency crews were on the scene. You can see a home under construction on Wexford Pond Way. EMS officials say one of four people taken to Wake Med had serious injuries. Organizations including Equality NC and the North Carolina AFL CEO are joining together to fight Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson's run for governor. The group, calling itself the Coalition Against Robinson's Extremism, or CARE, will speak this morning outside the General Assembly. Robinson has been criticized for his views on the LGBTQ community, abortion, and guns. Political insiders expect him to win the Republican nomination thanks to his strong grassroots support.
Tucker Carlson has not yet given a comment after his surprising firing from Fox News. Fox News announced yesterday it parted ways with the longtime host. His show, Tucker Carlson Tonight, has been one of the network's top-rated programs for years. In a statement, the company thanked him for his service to the network but did not give an explanation for the move. An interim show called Fox News Tonight is airing in his former time slot.
Don Lemon is also looking for a new job after being fired by CNN. Lemon gave a statement on Twitter saying he was informed of the move yesterday morning. He claims management did not have the, quote, decency to tell him directly that he was fired. CNN refuted Lemon's account as inaccurate. Lemon had been with CNN for 17 years.
Promising news for cancer patients in Harnett County. Right now, there is nowhere in the county to receive radiation treatments. Doctors say at least half of all cancer patients need access to radiation. Harnett Health, now a part of Cape Fear Valley Health, is raising money with plans to construct a 70,000-square-foot medical arts complex on the campus of Central Harnett Hospital. It will include a new cancer center offering the full spectrum of cancer care, including radiation and oncology services. New this morning, people in eastern Iowa are on alert as the Mississippi River rises along the Iowa-Illinois border. This is new video in Marquette. You can see several areas are flooded there. The river is expected to crest more than 13 feet today and could rise more than 15 feet by next Sunday.
An all-new Tar Heel Traveler special airs this week. The latest special from WRL's Scott Mason is dubbed Sports, Thrills, and Agonies. You can watch it tomorrow night right here on WRL at 7:30. It is 4:47, and it is a cooler start to our morning than it has been the past few days. below normal temperatures. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner explains our jacket weather and how warm it will get today.
Hey, yesterday we were in the 50s about this time, and we're in the 40s this morning. So we're running 10 to 15 degrees cooler in some places than we were at this time yesterday. But our skies are clear. This is a live look at Sanford right now. All right, we'll check in around the Triangle area, about 46 degrees. Our dew point is 41. That means it's still fairly dry. Our temperatures will hold in the 40s all the way until almost lunchtime, and then we'll climb on up into the mid to upper 50s. We'll be close to 60 by lunchtime today. 37 degrees up around Roxborough. That's the only spot that we'd be watching for the potential for some patchy frost. Doesn't look like it's going to be widespread for us. Just not quite cold enough. Now, skies are clear and temperatures may drop a little bit more. So areas that we're watching for temperatures to drop into the upper 30s, South Hill, which is at 41, Goldsboro and Southern Pines at 41 and 42, we could drop into the upper 30s there, but still not likely to be cold enough to end up bringing us any patchy frost. We're going to see a pretty day today. It'll be mostly sunny to partly cloudy. The clouds will start to thicken up a little bit late today. 69 in Raleigh and Durham, 72 in Fayetteville. Not bad, especially with some sunshine. Education Day today. It's actually a day game, and the education portion of it comes from exhibits that community groups come and bring. And as a matter of fact, I'll be there in the storm tracker by the time we get to about 10 o'clock this morning. At 11 o'clock, 58 degrees, and at 1 o'clock, 65. So the kids get to have a little education and then catch a Bulls game starting at 11. So it's a very fun event there. Hurricanes game tonight. Boy, that's a big one, isn't it? Some folks may be there tailgating at 5 o'clock. Temperatures will be in the upper 60s with some sunshine. Not bad at all. At the end of the game, temperatures will be down into the mid-50s. So we are starting to feel spring, even though temperatures are a little on the warm side. One big sign of spring is our sunsets get later and later. Sunday, it's 8 o'clock. On June 22nd, it's 8:34, and August 18th, back to 8 o'clock. So we're about to see 8 p.m. sunsets. I just feel like the year is flying by. It's not going to feel like spring as much with our cool temperatures. The blue color contours are where temperatures are below normal, and we're going to see that all the way through the end of the week. Now, notice it turns to the yellow by Saturday and Sunday. We're going to see temperatures climbing into the 70s, but then we're going to get a big push of cool air that comes in again for next week. Of course, we're tracking some rain over the weekend. We have a good chance for showers and thunderstorms on Friday, and then again on Sunday. Sunday in particular would give us a better chance for some severe storms, so we may be looking at a weather alert day on Sunday, possibly on Friday as well. As it gets a little bit closer, we'll talk a bit more about that. As we look into next week, we're looking at temperatures potentially below normal again. So we're going to bump up into we're looking at 60s on Friday, but into the mid-70s on Sunday. And coming up, we'll walk through the weekend timeline with FutureCast.
Elizabeth, thanks. A daytime TV actor opens up about his cancer diagnosis. Why Eric Braeden says he is choosing to share his story.
Plus, King Charles' coronation is just 2 weeks away. All the details are being finalized, including what he wants to eat. We'll explain the special dish he's requesting for his big day.
Fifteen miles north of downtown Durham sits the largest facility in the federal prison system, Butner. Over the years, several high-profile inmates served their time there, and now there is a new name on that list.
Yeah, disgraced R&B singer R. Kelly was just transferred to Butner. WRO's Chelsea Donovan has some insight from some former inmates onto what life will look like when he gets behind those walls.
Notable inmates include Bernie Madoff before he died at the prison and Ted Kaczynski, known as the Unabomber, still serving time at Butner. Even Joe Exotic, the former Oklahoma zookeeper turned Netflix star.
It's a well-run machine there.
Justin Paperny served 18 months in a federal prison in California. He was released in 2009. Now he helps inmates prepare mentally and physically for prison time.
As a sex offender and as a celebrity, there are people who may be looking to exploit him.
Kelly is facing more than 30 years for child sex crimes and sex trafficking. The Federal Bureau of Prisons told WREL today that Robert Sylvester Kelly was transferred from the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Chicago to Butner last Wednesday. He's in the medium security prison with 770 other inmates.
When you move up to mediums, you're dealing with cell type living, your higher controlled movements.
Raleigh resident Brian Bronson served about 8 months in Butner's low security prison during 2020 at the height of COVID. His sister said that time was chaotic.
It was a huge shocker because we were all happy that he had arrived to a lower level camp which allowed him more opportunities and freedoms.
Paperny said R. Kelly may not have as many freedoms to start.
In the R. Kelly case, because it's a sex offense, he most likely will not have access to email for a while. But that can change if he adjusts well, if he avoids problems. He has opportunities in front of him in the interest of his family and his victims. I hope he uses his time wisely, productively.
Chelsea Donovan, WRAL News.
And R. Kelly has denied any wrongdoing and plans to appeal his conviction.
A longtime star of the daytime television series The Young and the Restless, Eric Braeden, is opening up about his cancer diagnosis. He posted a video to social media explaining that he noticed an issue with his prostate while recovering from a knee replacement. The 82-year-old says he hopes his transparency spurs other men to be screened. He's undergoing treatment that incorporates immunotherapy.
Coronation of King Charles III is just 2 weeks away, and this morning we are learning more about what he wants to eat on his big day. Quiche. Yeah, the newest British monarch has chosen the simple egg and cheese dish. The ingredients include spinach, fava beans, cheddar cheese, and tarragon. The royal family wants to encourage anyone who wants to celebrate the coronation to make that dish at home. The event is set for May 6th.
We are just days away from the 2023 NFL Draft, and the Carolina Panthers have the first overall pick and are expected to select Alabama quarterback Bryce Young. WRAL's Gerald Owens is headed to Kansas City. Look for our reports beginning tonight. Be sure to join us for a special edition of WRAL 7 o'clock news on Thursday. We'll have team coverage from the draft in Kansas City, as well as the Panthers party in Charlotte. Our sports team will break down how this could be a turning point for the franchise. 457, a five-year-old girl is home safe this morning after she was at the center of an Amber Alert. What we know about the suspect that's in custody.
Plus, state lawmakers look to move forward with a bill that would ban sex education in North Carolina public schools.
And new developments out of Georgia regarding former President Donald Trump and his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. We'll explain when charges could be announced.